Eat that.
No!
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
It's good!
Good for you!
Did you get it? For real, for fun, forever, when you listen to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. And also, then if you go to gayradioshow.com, you can click Listen Live and listen to us. And, you know, when it works, you can watch us on live streaming Facebook. I'm your host, DJ Justice, episode number 386, and back from a vacation. Cast and crew with me today. Yes. Lady Barry Matthews, how you doing, Lady Barry?
I'm doing good. How is everybody out there?
Little Ride or Die, little Prince of mine, little Alex is here. How you doing, man?
Hi.
And then Cody, how you doing, sir?
Hi.
Good to see you guys.
You said sir.
Yeah. You want your headphones turned down a little bit, or
my microphone? I'm just a little bit. I'm shouting.
Okay. Well, you know, we can't get the live stream working. It's one of those things. It never has not worked, so it's really frustrating when it doesn't. So that's why we were a little delayed starting here. And you can give the show a call. Wait, not today, can you?
No, our phone is out.
Hit us up.
We are having all kinds of technical difficulties.
I love how I'm gone for 1 week. I'm gone on vacation for 1 week. We come back and the studio is in shambles. Like, the cord's not working, the headphones aren't working, the Wi-Fi ain't on, the phone's jacked up. Like,
this, you can see the studio
Out Loud
right
Orlando,
now.
The Lost Edition.
Yeah.
We have a live studio audience set up in here.
These kids and their Pokemon ghosts.
I'm addicted to it. I'll be honest.
That's our live studio applause.
I call it a ratata.
Really
right
quick.
I came in.
I call
really
it
quick.
A ratata.
Check us out on Twitter.
Twitter.
At
Twitter.
Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. And let's see if that will work right now. Okay, we're going to see if the live stream is working. Okay, it looks like it's working. So we're just going to keep our fingers crossed. But if it goes out, I can't really, you know, stay on top of that. So, guys, it's good to see you back again. I have come to a conclusion. I have come to this conclusion after being gone for a week and living life, experiencing, getting to travel the country. I'm blessed to do the things.
It was gorgeous.
I will say this. I am happier and more amazing and confident and humble than ever before. Like, everything's going right.
I feel like every time you travel, this, and then you come to the radio show, it begins with this rhetoric. Goes to Huntsville, Alabama. Guys, I'm coming back and I am humble. I am a changed man.
No,
and I have a new lease in life.
Not any kind of, like, revelation. Just more of, life doesn't need to be a series of mind-blowing revelations. But life is a series of moments, and you know, I've decided that I used to carry a lot of baggage with me in my life. I used to carry a lot of insecurity, a lot of anger, a lot of doubt, a lot of, you know, the need to be validated. And when all of a sudden you take away those things and you start just having fun and appreciating what you have and what you're good at, I look back now and wish that I'd traveled with less on me, like that I had had less weighing me down. And I want to be looking back now and just have a series of moments. It doesn't have to be a come to Jesus type experience, but when you look back at all the moments you do have, they are going to be what add up. And they're going to be what truly matters. So, yeah, did I have the craziest stories and the wildest sex and the most insane experiences? Maybe not. I don't talk about everything on the air. But what I did have was a week with my brother, reconnecting, getting to see his life. He's lived there for 13 years up in up like an hour north of Seattle in Bellingham, Washington. He's lived there for 13 years, and I've never been out to see him and kind of experience his life.
Pictures.
Yeah, you saw some pictures. I posted those up on Facebook and on Instagram at Gay Radio Show. I mean, I saw snow. I saw snow on July 5th or July 7th at Artist Point up at Mount Baker National Park. Yeah, so it's all in all a good time. So, but what I'm getting at is that I'm just pretty amazing, and I humbly accept this. Radio show, I'm amazing. Personal career, how engaging and fun I am, I'm amazing.
So today's topic is delusion.
Pokemon, amazing. You know what? I don't scoff at you, because you know what? You're here to develop a voice and a character, young Cody.
A few episodes ago.
I support your statements, and I support your life decisions, because you know what? I'm amazing.
You went like on some kind of hippie trip. I'm loving
it,
though. You're so nice. You weren't before the show started because you couldn't get that darn live stream.
You know that episode of South Park where Stan's parents moved to San Francisco?
You need to talk right on that mic. Sorry.
Where Stan's parents moved to San Francisco, get a Prius, and smell their own farts? Like,
this is it. But that's you all the time.
This is that episode.
But it sounds like you had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I did. I did have a good time. I had a good time going up to, I had an interesting time going up to Vancouver, Canada, when I go there to see a big fan of the show. He's always been very supportive. Jay was up there. And, you know, Canada was just very rainy. I went on, like, the wrong days. And they're very apologetic and very polite, the Canadians. Mm-hmm. I had 20 people that were Canadian apologize on behalf of themselves for the rain. Like, they were somehow responsible.
We do that.
And they don't you're Canadian?
I'm Alaskan, but literally all of my neighbors and everybody I went to high school with, everybody is Canadian.
And they don't take compliments very well either. Compliment a Canadian? Uh-huh. It's kind of fun. I was sitting in the street playing I think I was one of the first people to play Pokemon Go in Canada because I downloaded the app. And I was playing it in Washington, catching all kind of Northwest Pokemon. But you couldn't download it in Canada until Friday, so I was there a day early, but I could still play the game, so everyone was hella jealous that, you know, I was like the first Canadian able to play Pokemon Go in their country, because the game would work, you just couldn't download it in the country.
You crossed the border and you automatically became a Canadian. You're like, I'm the first Canadian, to play Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Well, they don't take compliments, right? I saw some guy, I was playing Pokemon Go, and I saw some guy walking by and had really cool shoes, and I just go, hey, man, I really like your shoes. He turns around almost like I'd, like, called his mom on him. He's like, excuse me, what? And I was like, your shoes. I like your kicks. They're really awesome. And he was kind of dumbfounded. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, like, he runs away, like, after I compliment a Canadian, they run away.
They're just a shy race of people.
Did you go to a McDonald's in Canada while you were there?
I did not.
It's weird. It's a weird experience.
Tell me why.
Because they put maple syrup. They have maple syrup on their fries. Like, it's an option. It's like maple syrup and vinegar.
Don't talk over each other, guys. Why don't we? Come on. They do have poutine.
Yeah. Oh, I love poutine. Well, they have poutine. That too, but it's not actually poutine at the McDonald's. Offer it at McDonald's too, but they offer something else as well. It's very odd.
We had poutine at Artisan's table that day.
We did. We had poutine. It was very good.
What is that? I'm so confused.
Delicious French fries.
When a man loves another man, he gets together and he smothers him in poutine.
Gross.
No, it's fries covered in, like, gravy.
Oh. Like, yeah. Why don't we just call it that?
Don't go home with him gravy tonight fries. Without your poutine. Gravy
fries. Jay took me over to the West End. The WE is their like, equivalent of their gay street. Oh, there's three bathhouses there, dude. Three bathhouses in Vancouver, Canada.
Of course, so you Jess would find just them. Had a great time.
Which one was the most polite
Did
one?
You see daylight at all the entire time you were there?
Daylight through the glory hole?
Hello from the other side. I went to their version of Hamburger Mary's, and I've never been to a Hamburger
Taco Sally's.
Mary's?
Hamburger Marianne's.
No, get this. A Hamburger Mary's, the Hamburger Mary's in Vancouver, Canada is not campy. There are no drag queens.
Oh my god.
It's not like bright colors. There's not like a fat girl holding the burger, like giving you the winky face. It was like a respectable fine dining establishment.
It's like
where drag queens delivered your food.
No, like, there were no drag queens.
I need to move to Vancouver.
It's like literally just Tilda Swinton holding poutine. Like, and there's no title. You just walk in and she's just like, eat.
I got the sauteed pierogies with green onion and bacon. So and sour burger? Cream. Did you don't know
mousse?
What pierogies are?
No.
Yeah.
Pierogies?
I'm not Canadian. I'm American.
No. Pierogies are... No. Pierogies. Pierogies are Italian, I think. Maybe.
Okay. Do you think there might be something wrong with the live stream? Because we usually have a pretty steady number of viewers. We've had one the entire time. Something's not right. Well, I want to make sure something's right.
It says we have more than that on mine.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Maybe just don't touch it.
Okay, I'm not going to.
We've already had enough problems with live stream today.
Okay, well, anyway.
You're going to give yourself an aneurysm if you keep focusing on that.
I need to get more. We need a producer.
I'm sorry, podcast and
actually,
FM listeners.
You are correct. It did go down.
This is a call for anybody that would like to work for Out Loud Orlando as a producer for free.
If by work, you mean free.
We will pay you in lace.
Justice may touch you a little bit, so
no,
just be okay.
No, can you not say
that.
Stuff like that?
It's Can you not,
not
do
not
stuff
correct.
Like that?
Oh my. Blacked.
I don't know. Restart it. So going through. You know what? Is anyone else obsessed with the Pokemon Go? Is anyone else playing the Pokemon Go?
Just like everything that's ever been a fad in the United States. I liked it for like 3 days and then I'm like, I really can't give up what I'm doing in my life to do this silly thing.
I think it's great. Lady Barry, you're going to talk about it in your segment, I think. Or yes. Were you going to? Okay. Cody, what do you think about Pokemon Go?
I had a really interesting experience with Pokemon Go. I literally walked around for 4 hours from UCF at the middle of the night, which was... there were literally hundreds of people there. Like, literally hundreds of people.
Try living by Lake Eola.
Walking around... And it was just really weird. And I would walk by people and they'd be like, stop training us. And it was just an experience.
Yeah, yeah. What? What do you want me to say?
Reset it.
Oh.
Yeah, reset it.
Well, say words to me.
We're passing around my phone. I mean, I thought Cody was going to do it, but then I asked him a question and you can't do two things at once.
No, I can't.
Okay, sorry about that.
Task.
Yeah.
And I'm like pointing to the phone and I'm just like, reset it.
I'm going to be the very best, like no one ever was. And listen, living down by Lake Eola, I got home yesterday at 5:30 a.m. from my flight, all-night flight, didn't sleep in the plane, on West Coast time. I'm already getting a headache from lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. Still went and walked around the lake 3 times because I had to catch them Pokemon. I had to go to the Pokestops. I'm on Team Valor. If you're on Team Valor, hashtag us, tweet us.
Yep.
Team Valor is what it's all about. You're on Team Valor?
Yeah, not only that.
American Handshake.
Not only that, but on Facebook, you said something rude to me, and you're like, because you're not Team Valor. And I was like, I am Team Valor, actually.
I know Bobbins is Team Mystic.
Yeah, no. So we've been having vicious, vicious altercations over it.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I went to go...
I'm like a level 5. Am I
You don't have an iPhone. Give me
this?
That. Give me that. Give me that.
I've got it. I'm setting it up. Can you relax?
Okay.
Oh my god, so much teenage angst in one room.
Yeah, Pokemon. but I went around the lake last night, and it's funny how you just see people walking around that you would never see before, and you just start having random conversations about who you're catching or what team you're on. And then I met a friend, I met a couple of guys that were like on the same team as I, and we were going to go rent a swan boat. Oh, get this, there's a lake, you know there's different gyms and whatever, let me see.
Got it.
There's a gym in the middle of Lake Eola. If you're familiar with Pokemon, there's a gym. And so, it's 4:28, time to take my Truvada. There's a gym in the middle of Lake Eola. And the only way that you can access it and, like, challenge or try to take over it is to rent one of the swan boats.
Uh-huh.
So a group of Team Valorites and I were going to go rent the swan boat. And we were going to go out there. And it's fun, dude. Like, I'm having fun walking around. A lot of the Pokestops are based around art and different, you know, little things that you wouldn't normally see.
And churches.
Yeah.
Every single church is a Pokestop.
Right, right, right. So going around, you see lots of different things. And I probably walked 25 kilometers playing this game. I'm going to get in Pokemon shape, like screw exercising, screw Fitbit. I will go walk around a lake.
Well, I think that's part of the campaign for Pokemon Go is to make people get out of their houses more.
What took Michelle Obama 8 years to do?
Talk about that meme.
What took Michelle Obama 8 years to do? Nintendo did in one day.
Literally,
well, they're a little bit more efficient over there.
You know, and anytime you have a global, a international game like this, you know, it's CNN starting. It's like the first thing they're coming into with news about the popularity in this game. You're also hearing about, you know, the misfits, you know, people that have used the Pokemon lore to lure people to a bad part of town, then rob from them. There was a woman that was looking for Pokemon and stumbled across a dead body. There's a guy whose house got designated a gym and he doesn't want it, and he's threatening to put bear traps in his yard if you come to his yard.
I got a Mewtwo right here for you in Pine Hills. Come on down to Pine Hills for your Mewtwo.
No, you gotta go. Did you see the meme of it was like a rape van, and it said how to capture a 28-year-old in 2016, and the rape van, it says rare Pokemon inside.
My God.
No, if you want to get a Mewtwo, you got to go to...
Area 51.
Area 51.
Area 51. Yeah, I'm going to break down the door.
So you said a lot of them have been...
I'm a gay man. Here I come.
Yeah.
Knock, 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 knock.
Is it streaming on your phone? Do you see us or not? Okay, it's going up now. A little bit weird. What did you call it when you posted? Did it say anything?
I said, what a boot, Out Loud Orlando.
Because we were talking about Canada. And now we're talking about Pokemon. So this is a very diverse conversation.
Right, right. So the churches, a lot of churches are just like, you know, landmarks in the Pokemon game. And so I love how one of the churches is Westboro Baptist Church. Uh-huh. Westboro Baptist Church got listed as a gym in the Pokemon game. Somebody noticed this, went over to claim the gym, and used a Pokemon, the Pokemon known as Clefairy, a little pink, little level. Fluffy Pokemon. Only you can change the Pokemon, you can change the name of your Pokemon, so he changed it to Love is Love. So right now, the current reigning champ, I believe it's still the current reigning champ, of the Westboro Baptist Poke Gym is Love is Love. You know, so little things like that. That makes headlines, and again, bring attention to the fact that, you know, I started a gay LGBT Pokemon Go group on Facebook, which has been fun to meet people, connect. I may or may not have already had my first Pokemon Go and Blow. You know, like, hey, what are you
I'm
doing?
I'm not pleased with this information.
Let's go hang out. Hey,
I'm gonna take a child's game and
exactly.
make it dirty.
Hey, let's go to the lake and find some Pokemon. That's cool. Hey, well, I live right down the street. Well, hey.
Remember that comment I made earlier?
Show you my
about
Pokemon
you
if you
people?
Show me your Pokemon.
This is where that came from.
If it's somebody older than me, it's okay.
So, what I find it very... I mean, if you log on to Grindr anytime recently, you'll also notice that every single person's profile is like, let's go play Pokemon Go together. And I'm just like, I love all these little queens in their fantasy world of the Pokemon Go dates. As
and
if,
it's become
as
a gay
if,
game.
As if it's not 103 degrees outside and you're not going to step out there and be immediately in taint sweat for the rest of the day.
That's exactly why I stopped playing.
Basically, it means if you're uncut and I'm not gonna invite you out on a Pokemon Go date, because after 30 minutes of walking around in this heat, you're gonna be so drenched in like D sweat that I'm not gonna put that anywhere near my face.
I could probably sell what's under there at Publix.
I'm sorry, I can't hear what anyone's saying when three people talk at the same time. Because
that's not true. That was anatomically incorrect. Okay. I'm a little bit sensitive. Sorry about it.
Wait, you're you see?
I don't
you're
want
adopted.
To talk about this.
I am. I'll say it.
It has nothing to
I'll
do with
out
me
myself.
Being adopted. It has nothing to do with me being adopted.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. I'm not Jewish or Middle Eastern. There's no biological reason for me actually to have received it.
Okay.
Like,
he didn't get his bris.
You seem pretty defensive about it.
Because it's really irritating when I hear stupid things like, oh,
yeah.
It's unclean. And I'm like, you are
it's like,
so
it's, if you chew on
dumb.
It, it's like never-ending bubble
right?
gum.
Okay, I don't have like...
That'll be enough of that.
I don't
that.
Have like a slug down there. Like,
right?
Like a sad grub.
I need,
like,
I need a dump button for my brain. I don't want to hear any of this stuff. And next topic, what else did you learn this week?
I learned all kinds. Let's do the three things that I learned.
What a, I love this segue. Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two or four or five. It's the three things he learned this week. Yeah.
Honey.
It's the 1 month since the shooting at Pulse. You know, peace, love, and Pulse. You know, we're still going through that. I know people that are still affected by that, and it's weird how, you know, I even talked about, I thought the Olympics was going to kind of be the next big headline that kind of bumped the focus from what had happened here in our community. Turns out it was other acts of violence, other shootings, other protests, and then Pokemon Go that kind of, you know, so I say this just because, when it's your home, when it's your community, realize that we still are going to be going through it. We don't want to forget exactly what had happened. We don't want to forget Pulse. We don't want to forget the memories. I know there's a special Pulse showing this Wednesday night, or a Pulse revamp at the Abbey.
Yeah, at the Abbey. It's actually tomorrow. Doors are at 9, and the talent show starts at 11:30, I believe. And then it literally is going all night. There's obviously 8 talent contestants, and then there's 5 main stage performers on top of that. So there's 13 people going to be performing.
And then what did you say? Like, is that going to be a regular night? Like, Pulse sponsors an event at that club? Or you said they're going to do the Twisted Tuesday? Or?
There is more information on the website. However, what I've read, it's going to be on Tuesdays regularly, but this one is going to be on Wednesday. And it's always going to be at the Abbey until, obviously, a new Pulse opens.
I'm really glad to hear that, just because there's been a Pulse-sized hole in my heart. You know, like, Tuesday night, I never really realized how that was always my go-to. Like, on Tuesdays, Tuesdays are very traditional for me. I do things a certain way. I start out a certain way. I do the radio show. And then if I'm not working right after the show, you know, I go to Pulse. Like, it's systematically the way it always shapes up. So I'm happy that people are going to be doing that. I feel like is my voice different than before? Or am I just hearing myself differently?
No, but
my
microphone is so loud.
It is?
So loud.
No, it's not. You're not, though. Talk.
I'm talking.
No, I'm looking at your lungs. You're not too loud. What's loud is your headphones.
No, because I hear all you fine. Anyway, go on.
Pulse. I know. Well, something was wrong in it. Okay, so, but talking about Pulse, lots of money's been raised for the One Orlando
Millions
Fund.
Millions of dollars.
Right. Do you think they would ever deny money? If someone said, hey, I raised money this way to donate, do you think that an organization or a charity ever should say, no, we're not going to accept that money?
Yes, depending on who is donating.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
We had
depending on what the organization is. Like, if they need the money to help people, they if they're not actually doing anything to support the community, they'll be like, no, we don't need it.
Yeah. We had that problem a couple years ago when we were raising money. We raise money every year for Hope and Help of Central Florida for the AIDS Walk Orlando. And I guess a couple years ago when we kind of first started, you know, when we had the AIDS Pig and we had a fundraising drag show called Better Red Than Dead. Mm-hmm. And so this is when I had like a really serious person working over at the Hope and Help, and they basically said, no, we want you to change the name of your event. Da 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 da. Like they tried to say, hey, you know, you're not going to put our logo on that. They tried to, you know, shoot us down, and I still donated the money to them. Yeah. And then after they realized that we raised thousands and thousands of dollars from them, they finally were like, you know what? Just do your thing. Just do your thing. We'll take the money. Okay. So you tell me if this is a good idea, bad idea. A gun shop is planning to raffle off an AR-15 rifle, and all the money they raise from those raffle tickets is going to be donated to the One Orlando Fund.
But you see, like, it's exactly that. Like,
the AR-15 rifle was the same make of the semi-automatic weapon used in the Orlando attack owners. The Chicago Tribune reports that owners of Second Amendment Sports in the town of McHenry said that with this fundraiser, they never meant to offend anyone. All they wanted to do was help Orlando victims by raffling off one of the Second Amendment's best-selling products. Whoever wins the AR-15 will have to receive a firearm owner's ID card and fill out a federal form. That process can take about a month. The winner will also have to wait 24 hours before they can get the gun, and the proceeds will go to the One Orlando Fund helping victims of the tragedy.
Okay, well,
I'm so conflicted about this.
I am conflicted as well, because I don't think that this was malicious. I think that this was just...
I think it was malicious.
I think it was inconsiderate to not think of a bigger picture. I don't think they're evil. I don't think they're rude. I don't think they're mean. However, if, say, somebody gets stabbed with, like, a butcher knife or a cleaver, and
you can't stab someone with a butcher knife, you hack them with a cleaver.
So say someone gets hacked with a butcher knife, and then I'm like, oh, well, for the family, let me auction off this same butcher knife and donate the money to the family. And I'm like, that's just kind of, it's just kind of messed up, you know?
It seems political to me.
It's exactly, it seems very political.
They're trying to make a point that people can own that gun.
It's almost like
not do the same
thing. It's kind of like a brief slap in the face, like a very, like a small tap at best.
Or,
honestly, we should take their money. We should take the money. Like, it's going to help those who are involved, but on the other hand, they should have done it in a different manner. They could have easily...
It could have been any gun.
Gave a gift card to the place with the raffle tickets, and whatever the gun person that bought the gun, it's up to them. But they chose that specific gun for a reason, and I believe it's a political reason.
It's like Trayvon Martin, and George Zimmerman was auctioned off the gun that he used.
The actual gun.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
He listens to this show, though. We are the number one gay radio show for George Zimmerman to listen to.
Thank goodness. We have got a fan.
Yeah. But going back to Trayvon Martin.
Was that you I saw at the Glory Hole at Club Orlando, George Zimmerman? I think so.
Gross. But I think
the hole. Hello.
Anyway.
Hello, yeah. Hello. Like I was saying.
You there, have you fallen into a hole of glory?
I was saying, it would be like...
Don't
with the Trayvon,
me. It's my show.
It'd be like with the Trayvon Martin thing. It'd be like if Skittles was like, we're raffling, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. And it's not to be funny. I'm just saying it's very insensitive.
And a tea when you're
you know what I'm saying? It's rude and it's insensitive. But on the other hand, you know, they did it with good intention and bad intention at the same time. So should we take the money? I think, yeah, we're going to take their money. But... should we acknowledge the fact that they're doing it for political reasons? I said yes.
Yeah,
I should,
absolutely.
Should, yeah.
I mean, always an underlining. It was only a matter of time, though, before, like, you know, people are trying to just capitalize off this entire event. I mean, on the other side of the coin, you know, we can go ahead and, you know, oh my gosh, someone's selling an AR-15, but then on the other side of the coin, we wouldn't think twice about, like, exploiting, like, a 14-year-old girl's, like, Holocaust diary. And be like, oh my gosh, the Holocaust was such a bad thing.
That's a little different. Though,
about
that
Anne
is,
Frank?
Yeah, that
yeah.
is
about
no.
Anne Frank.
That I'm sorry. That's
that
not,
was years
that wasn't,
after she died.
That wasn't exploiting. That was that book is.
That
amazing.
Was to honor her story.
It was a story that.
But if it was such an important book, it would be public domain. But it's not. They sell it, and people make a profit off of that book.
Because.
So,
This is a entirely different conversation.
Yeah.
Well, we jumped.
This is very different. This is very off.
That went everywhere, man. That went
but,
everywhere.
Like, to even go back to that, there was a girl, like a friend of mine knew who works at Disney. She raised money on a GoFundMe and she refused to give the money to the One Orlando Fund.
Oh, my
or,
goodness.
Like, and my friend put her on blast, put her picture on Facebook. I don't even know the girl's name, but she raised, like, $80,000 on a GoFundMe saying it was for the, you know, the Orlando victims mm-hmm. and those involved, but then refused to give the money. And yeah, now she's under investigation of the
fraudulent,
FBI.
Yeah, people, very dishonest people, you know, mm-hmm. take advantage.
I reported a GoFundMe recently that somebody set up saying that they were a victim, and then that says, this is for my personal, I can't find a new job now. And I'm just like, this is really weird. And there was a link at the bottom. It says where the it does tell you on GoFundMe where the funds are going. And if it's linked to a charity and you're taking it for yourself and you don't give it to the charity, that's illegal. That's fraud. Mm-hmm. You can go to jail. So it was very odd. This is all, when it comes to money makes things weird.
Yeah.
And that's where things are starting to get.
And it brings the worst out of people.
Exactly. And that's where things are starting to get really weird here in Orlando, is when we talk about things involving Pulse, obviously it's a lot of emotions, but then when you start adding money into the equation and you start monetizing it, essentially, that's when things start to get really dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
especially
people,
the amount of money.
This is the conversation that people aren't having right now. And it's so hard to have it, so I don't even know how to.
And they've raised
address
millions
it.
Of dollars.
Millions.
Now, you know, a year from now, they're gonna say, "Where did all that money go?"
Right.
Exactly, because they're not really clear about where the money is going. They said, "Oh, they've started giving money to those who worked at Pulse who are losing income, who don't have jobs now."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but that's a different fund. The HRC has this huge amount of money that they're going towards the victims, but the hotel I work in paid for we had one family stay at our hotel. They paid for everything, but my hotel paid for that,
mm-hmm.
not the HRC. So where exactly is this money going? Now, right now is not the time to ask those questions. For me personally, I've been thinking about it, but because it's too soon. But in the future, we're going to need to know, hey, were these people actually taken care of?
It's a very gray area.
It is.
That's what I say whenever I don't know how
is.
To contribute to a conversation. It's a very gray area.
it's
also a good way to to segue into the next topic. You know what? I'm going to be completely narcissistic here. And
something new.
Yeah, make sure you go to check out orlandoweekly.com/vote.
Best of Orlando.
So thank you very much to everyone that wrote us in. We're now officially on the ballot two times. If you go to local color on orlando.com. /vote. You can vote for the Best of Orlando 2016. It's our local publication, our weekly publication newspaper. I love it. It's a great read. It's always fun to go through. And I've always enjoyed reading. I think it's a great piece of local flavor that adds to what we have in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I was honored that we had enough votes to get us on for DJ Justice for Best Radio Personality. Basically, it's me versus Real Radio 104.1, which is the radio station that I grew up listening to. So all of those personalities, all those shows I love, they are establishments in this community. They helped develop my love for radio, the type of show that this is. But I'm very honored to still be up there. So I would say I would love it if we could crack that top three and vote for DJ Justice under local color for Best Radio Personality. And then we're also up, uniquely enough, we're up for Best Website as well too. So I think that, you know, let's make the best website in Orlando and the Orlando Weekly Gay Radio Show.com. So you can go there, you can vote. I can't tell you to vote multiple times because that would be wrong, but you're not stupid. So, you know, vote for us.
And also don't forget to vote for our home station, WPRK 91.5, if you like other stuff on here, too.
Yeah.
That place.
But make sure you write in that you like this
show
better.
That has no reception.
Yeah. Oh, Jay from Canada was just texting me. It was funny how when we were up in Canada, he actually specifically took me down to the West End down in Vancouver because he wanted me to see a really great memorial. You know, all over the country, people have had tributes for Pulse. For the heinous event that happened here. And there was this great memorial painted on a window with, you know, the logo and with hands, and they had handwritten the names of every one of the victims, all 49, on this window. So it was really interesting to just see what other people do. You know, here in another country, you can't get further away from Orlando than Vancouver. You know, they are showing their love and showing their support. So he reminded me about that. That was really cool.
Also, actually, to go on that is also Puerto Rico actually has its first LGBT... LGBTs, anything.
Didn't you get that news story?
Oh, I didn't know you gave that to me. Did you give me that story? Because it wouldn't seem to me as if that story was there. Oh, here it is. So I mean, I didn't think it was new news, but anyways, so that's news I will be saying later. So
no, it's okay. Do you want to do it now or?
Well, I mean, it's only gonna get awkward if I don't. So, Puerto Rico's first LGBT monument is a memorial to the victims of the massacre in Orlando.
It's time for the news.
Oh, yeah. DJ had to speak before I do the news. Last week, Puerto Rico unveiled its first LGBT monument, which proclaims love is love, is love, is love, is love, is love. And also serves as a memorial to the lives lost in the shooting at Orlando's Pulse nightclub. The monument located in San Juan's Third Millennium Park, beautiful park, at the entrance to the Escobar and Sixth Stadium, and is made up of several rectangular columns in the colors of the rainbow. This vibrant memorial is particularly resonating in the U.S. territory because out of the 49 victims killed in Orlando, 23 were Puerto Rican. A plaque
on your Puerto Rican houses.
I mean, there's no money for infrastructure, but there's money for memorials. A plaque at the base of the monument highlights the names of Puerto Rican victims, with the other 26 victims also listed below.
Oh, they listed all of them. I just thought they listed the 23 Puerto Rican names.
Yeah. No, there's all of them.
So they acknowledge all of them. Not only for the loss of life from, you know, country, but also they commemorate that it was LGBT.
Right, I mean, we're all still, like, Latino at the end of the day, with the exception of, like, two people who were Latino.
Trans-Latino here.
Jeez Louise. Oh, goodness. Alongside the names, there is a phrase in Spanish that references Puerto Rican playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda's moving speech from the 2016 Tony Awards, given just hours after the shooting. The text reads, "This tribute to life strengthens our commitment to fight hate, the product of homophobia, with love and respect. Our slogan resounds in all our hearts, love is love, is love, is love." The monument was unveiled during San Juan's Pride celebration, where Mayor Carmen Yulín said, "Today we celebrate life. We must work together to eradicate discrimination and homophobia." The monument's dedication took place almost exactly 1 year after Puerto Rico adopted marriage equality. Going around the room, how many trans people live in the United States, Pumpkin?
Let's say...
six?
100,000?
Seven? Eight?
Lady Barry.
I would say over a million.
I read the story, I can't remember.
If we were playing close to the pin on our sister station... Lady Barry would have been close. Would have been closest to the pin. Okay. There's 1.4 million adults who identify as trans. Researchers say, or about 0.6% of the country's population. North Dakota and Iowa have the lowest percentage, 0.3%, with California and Hawaii having the highest at 0.8%. Mm-hmm. Presumably, I wonder where Alaska lines up.
Probably it's not even on that list because people don't actually live in Alaska. They're all just polar bears.
And poutine.
You really can't be on your phone during the show because even when you talk, I can tell when you're distracted.
Presumably the large cities.
No, I know, but it's so funny.
Because I can't do it two things at once.
I've never noticed that about you before, no, but that's very funny.
I cannot do two things at once. It's impossible.
Wow, sounds like someone I know.
I can do multiple things during sex.
I'm kind of worried about the sources of this article because it's actually there in the U.S. Census there is no topic for.
Alex might have some more information.
Yeah,
about
yeah. What's so, the source on this?
Presumably, the large cities are more hospitable. San Francisco, for example, probably has a higher concentration than Fresno. And while there may not be a ton of trans people in Washington State, for example, Seattle is one of the most trans-friendliest cities in the entire world.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's also where I caught two jinxes at the Seattle International Airport flying back. I caught me a jinx in my Pokeball.
Pokeball.
A jinx monsoon. At any rate, this is a pretty significant surge in the trans population. In 2011, the estimate was just 700,000. Why did the number jump? There are a bunch of likely... that's great journalism right there. There are a bunch of likely contributing factors. More states are reporting relevant stats, more people are open about being trans, and more people are realizing that gender is not as simple as the form someone filled out on your birth certificate, you little cisgendered beauty you. Anyways,
that may have been the most awkward interchange I've ever seen.
That was an article. We have another article. We got more news?
Yeah, more news?
Something about gays and your crappy handwriting. According to a statement from Logo, the show features 13... Oh, Finding Prince Charming.
It's a like, new gay show.
It's like The Gay Bachelor. So according... Oh, dude, it's going to get hoey in there, let me just tell you. According to a statement from Logo, the show features 13 handsome suitors living together in a house and competing for the heart of a gorgeous bachelor prince. Oh, so, I mean, it's almost like one top and 13 bottoms.
Yeah, that's the only way that's going to work. Because if they're all like... Could you just imagine a house of 13 gay men? Yeah. The difference between The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is that it's 13 women trying to go after one goal. There's 13 men in the house. Hold on. They're all going to be trying to get with each other.
Hold on. Go to me.
He's trying to justify how we...
No. I just... You know how I'm so amazing and humble? I just had an idea here. Okay. So you know how shows like The Bachelor are popular? Hell, I watch Are You the One on MTV. First thing I did when I got back home was watch my DVR episode of Are You the One, where they take 10 guys and 10 girls and they try to... You have to find your perfect match and everything like that. And it ends up being like a huge, big, like, you know...
Battle.
It gets pretty hoey. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about why couldn't they do... They should do like a gay edition and a lesbian edition of that. And I got thinking, man, like, who's going to be sleeping with everyone here? You have to acknowledge the fact that you can't have a serious love show like The Bachelor Finding Prince Charming. But what if we go ahead and just go one level below all of that and we make a bathhouse reality one night only love find your soulmate competition called like Bathhouse Love, like Glory Hole of Love or The Glory Hole to My Heart or something.
You are like all about the glory hole today.
Right. I am.
You had a lot of
for the record.
Works,
I grew up watching A Shot of Love with Tila Tequila, and so I am all into...
Me too.
I am all into super friends. Exactly. I'm all into super trashy, awful reality TV, and Tila Tequila is the perfect catalyst.
Well, tune
catalyst.
Into Finding Prince Charming on Logo.
Well, I mean, Lance Bass is hosting it, so I'll be there, girl.
Lance Bass is hosting this show.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Why?
What else has he... What else
we,
has
we
he
We kind of read
ahead. Do you really want to ask why? Like, what else is going
hosting
on
hosting the
Bass's
gay big
life?
Brother, Carson Kressley. Pamela Post, SVP of Original Programming for Logo, said Logo has a long history of showcasing LGBTQ-focused stories with memorable characters that transcend pop culture. Finding Prince Charming will take viewers on a whirlwind journey through modern love and relationships in a way that only Logo can do. Former NSYNC singer Lance Bass is set to host the show.
I always thought he was the cutest.
He definitely was not the cutest at that age.
I like JC Show. Well, I liked blondes. I had a blonde thing back then.
Justin Timberlake, are you kidding me? He had ramen Justin hair. Timberlake. He looked delicious.
Ramen hair.
Come on, high sodium. Are we done with this news?
Yeah, we are.
Am I the only one who thinks this is like it's not gonna work? Season one,
so many news articles,
and then at the very last episode of season one, it's gonna be the series finale of Finding Prince Charming with Lance Bass.
You know, I watch Survivor a lot, and they had to do brains versus brawn versus beauty. They've done like blue collar versus white collar versus no collar. The upcoming season is gonna be millennials versus Gen X. I really would love there to be like a gay tribe, a lesbian tribe, and like a hetero tribe, and like a transgender tribe. I'd love to just like see that broken down. Let's compete even more and see, you know,
on
who's
Survivor
best.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be the first one there.
You're just gonna have to like blur out half the island, because if I'm just like stuck and bored on an island with other gay men, I'm gonna find some way to pass the time and form alliances.
That's what's gonna happen on Finding Prince Charming.
I literally complain about like the heat outside now. I would just complain the entire time if I were on Survivor as well. Nothing would stop me from complaining.
When does the show start? That'd be great though. When does the show start? When's that show start? Does it say?
Yeah, no, there's no date yet.
Okay, what do you think the over and under is gonna be of the number of hookups in the house with people that are not...
Over 100%.
No. I'm saying, but how many, okay?
13. Well, there's 14 guys.
There's 14 guys.
I think there's going to be two of them that, like,
in the
are
first
celibate.
2 minutes.
Do you think...
what?
How many do you think the Bachelor... How many do you think the Prince is going to shack up with?
I think there's going to be a lot of shacking up, but they're not going to air it. I think they may have, like, one or two scandals.
Sex appeal.
I think they're gonna air like one or two random hookups, and they're gonna like, oh, we're leaving because we fell in love with each
other.
Oh,
wait, it's on Logo?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're gonna air every single one of them. Yeah, every single one.
So where's my Prince Charming?
Yeah. So three things I learned this week. We talked about Pokemon Go. We talked about fundraising the gun thing. We talked about me going up to Seattle. It was actually Bellingham Pride the weekend I was there. Little Town Prides, very boring. Very family. It's like, come to a picnic. Come to a parade where there's like one car.
Well,
you know?
They usually have funnel cake.
Yeah, whoa, didn't see that coming.
There's a room in there?
Yeah, there's that.
How long has that person been there for?
He just turned it on.
He's literally like playing League of Legends or something. Yeah, right. Not even working.
He's playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah. And now it's time for learning with
Nidaman. Hope you brought your notebooks, kids.
I'm over here like chewing my gum like a cow, but all right, so.
Moo moo, buckaroo.
I learned that Pokemon Go is for young people. All right, so what I was going to talk about this year.
I cursed out a 15-year-old the other day. I did. I saw a 15-year-old, and I was like, are you Team Valor? She's like, Team Mystic Rules. And I was like, F you uppity bitch.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
I love when you scream
at children.
I love
knowing that David yells at... Justice yells at small children. That's my...
In public.
That's my favorite.
I cannot wait till I'm an old crotchety man and can get away with stuff. I'm old.
You don't have to wait much longer.
Yeah.
You got like 2 days. There. You're already salt and pepper. No.
But so today on Learning with Lady Barry, we're going to, I actually want you to teach me something today.
Okay, so you put your hands down firmly and you crawl with your feet up against the wall. You crawl your feet up against the wall and then you just like thrust as hard as you can. And what are you talking about?
Not that. All right.
I call that move the Spider-Man Slinger.
So I went out with a friend of mine the other night and... We were talking about relationships, and, like, I want to know I'm posing this question, all three of you,
okay.
To our viewers. How long after talking to somebody do you delete Grindr?
Talking or going on dates?
The same, they are the same thing. If you are talking to somebody and you're going on dates with them?
No.
Okay.
No. You can go on dates with someone.
This is my segment, not yours, don't talk over me.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he asked for everybody's opinion, so yeah, state your opinion, DJ.
No,
I'm not
saying,
asking
like,
for yours right
okay,
now.
Okay, so you clarify this.
I'm going to clarify. If you are dating somebody,
okay,
right?
Because I have the answer to that question.
Because we're in delusion land.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're dating somebody, no, well, I'm talking about actually going out and dating one, even if it's the first date or like the 10th date. How long after talking to this person or dating this person do you say, okay, I'm going to delete Grindr?
Okay. Me personally, what I think, if I've gone on three. Dates. Mm-hmm. If I've gone on three dates and there's the expectation and it's been communicated, or maybe the mutual desire is there, I feel it's there, or it has been talked about. That's the communication's best. If you're worried about where you stand, maybe communicate. Don't be forceful. Don't be like, delete your Grindr for me. But I would say if I've gone on three dates with somebody and I'm expecting to go on more and I want to extend that person respect, I may delete the Grindr. Now, I'm not even gonna tell them that I did. I'm not gonna be like, look at me, look what I did. I'm not going to say, hey, you should do it too, because they might be in a different level. But I think three is the magic number, you know, but that is going on three dates. If it's like within a 1 or 2 week period, yeah. But if we're talking three dates over the course of like a month, that's a little bit more scattered. You know, I may be going on dates with other people. He may be going on dates with other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but if we're talking dates headed towards maybe dating, because there's dates, there's dating, and there's a relationship.
See, am I the only one who thinks that I'm a monogamous dater? Like, if I'm dating somebody and we're going out having a good time, I want to focus on that one person.
Right.
And that's my goal, is to like get to know that one person, because personally, I cannot juggle 4 or 5 people.
I get that about juggling. Sometimes it's not just about what you can do. You have to think about how it's going to relate and be on somebody else. I sometimes like it if it's slower, because dating means, hey, we're taking time to get to know each other. And it also keeps me from doing something that I know I'm prone to do. Sometimes I like to jump. I like to go all in. And that can be intimidating. That can come on too strong. That can push people away because you're kind of trying to, you know, if you're making somebody feel like they have to twist their arm, like, hey, you be in a relationship with me. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I can't do anything to force it. I can't do anything to expedite the process.
Yeah.
So kind of keeping it
more low-key
and slow.
Well, that's only if the person knows that you're doing that. Like, I don't tell people. Like, we haven't asked these two.
Okay.
So what's your opinion?
Yeah.
Well, how long after dating somebody?
You've been waiting. Do you want to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
Because you had a formal answer.
I mean, I to sort of marry what DJ said and to marry sort of what you said, I kind of, you know, there has to be an adult conversation at some point with this other person, and you have to sit down and say, hey, so are we going to be in this sort of exclusivity clause? Like, if that's the case, then yeah, I will
delete. Look at your microphone, not Lady Barry. Sorry, you're cutting out, bro.
Well, actually, I
want to be able to hear you.
I really want to extend upon one of those, the one sentence that you just said, the adult conversation part, because there is no part of a relationship that is not communication, and people have to understand that there's no set time. And that's why I get really frustrated with girls that are like, oh, we've been dating for 3 years, why hasn't he asked me to propose to me? Because there's no set time on when love or something is going to happen.
Right.
When it's something finite like this, it's not a career, it's not school, it's a love interest. So there's isn't really, I mean, personally, I've been seeing Steven, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he and I have been seeing each other for like a month, and I mean, I still have Grindr, mostly because one of my favorite hobbies in Orlando is messaging my friends on Grindr and calling them mean names. But so I don't know if I'll get rid of it, because I'm also really into creeping on my gay neighbors and just seeing if they're bouncing in and out of relationships, because I'm not actually gonna talk to them, because when I see them, I'm like half naked getting my mail and I don't actually want to have a conversation, but I am nosy, and that's the reason I have it. But I'm not like I'm not cruising.
Okay. So after you guys dated for a month, you still have it, but did you guys communicate? Does he know why you have it, or would he feel disrespected? Does he trust you and says, hey,
honestly, like I have it, but I never log on to it. It's not there. Yeah. I think the only reason why it's there, in case Parliament House has another, like, if you have a Grindr, free cover. So,
I just take a picture of the Grindr logo, and I just like,
oh, really? That's actually really
the screenshot.
Idea. That's a great idea, actually.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, when I'm like talking to somebody or dating somebody, after like the second or third date, if I feel that it's going to go in that direction, if I see like, oh, you know what, maybe I can actually see myself getting to know this person better, then I delete it.
Right.
But then I've known people that are in relationships, they're not in open relationships, they're like, oh, I just have it just in case.
Just in case is
just
a
in
bad
case.
Idea.
But again,
I was like, then that, if you're worried about just in case, you're in the wrong relationship. You're like, you're obviously it's not working. If you feel like you may need Grindr at the drop of a dime, like, how hard would it be for you just to re-download it? It takes like 5 seconds to re-download
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I mean, and then at the end of the day, it's not, because the thing is, it could be 2 weeks and I'll delete my Grindr, or it could be in a month I can delete my Grindr. It just takes that, you know, sit down, talk to that person, and be like, hey, if we're gonna be doing
Here's
this
the thing.
A lot,
go. No. I like what you were saying.
And then, I mean, on top of that, it also is a lot to say, because I'm not going to be the one either that go ahead and secretly deletes Grindr. I don't have to tell anyone. I am going to sit down and say, hey, I'm going to delete my Grindr, and I'm giving you the opportunity to do it as well. And if they don't, that says a lot. I mean, I'm not going to, hey, you didn't delete your Grindr. It's not about being like that either. But it does say a lot about this relationship you're in with this person. If they don't, if you delete your Grindr and they don't.
I think the actions and the conversation should dictate whether you do or don't. I don't think that deleting Grindr means that then you say, hey, are we serious? I think that I should know, you know, completely.
It's like a commitment ring now.
I should be completely clear on the fact that we like dating each other and that we want to be together. And then if I delete the Grindr, that's the reason why. And the reason I would be quiet about it is just because then it gives them the opportunity to maybe, if they're still on Grindr, for them to maybe go and see that I'm not and go, hey, did you delete yours? And then I can say, well, yeah, I did, because I'm dating you.
But
or,
that
yeah,
turns
I like
in,
dating
that
you.
Turns into like a weird leverage situation.
No, it's not. They came to you about it. And they may decide to delete it.
No, you're not going to tell them.
Yeah, no, you're not telling them, but then just to see if they're going to check and see if you're on. It's just
no,
very,
it's not why I did.
Then it becomes very competitive almost, and it starts getting.
But not everybody's like you, because I know people that do exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to delete it, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to delete my profile and create a new one and see if they're still on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my friends to see, like, the whole, like, when straight girls and their guys, they, like, oh, see if they're on Tinder, see if they're on Facebook talking to other girls, create a fake profile. Like, that those
no,
are the kind
if you're
of
asking those questions, then you need to
you
evaluate
need to leave.
Your
you
communication
need to
with the
run
person.
Like crazy.
So let me ask you, why are you asking this question? Like, are
no,
you?
No, a friend, like, literally, I was sitting in my car with a friend of mine, and he was like, he has Grindr, and he has his ex on it, and he's like, oh, I keep it because I'm talking to somebody right now, and it's serious, but I keep it to see where if my ex is still on there.
Yeah, but that's
why.
Right.
That's like
a problem with that person.
You need to not be in a serious anything right now.
I said, he said, I'm talking to somebody. And talking to people has different levels for everybody. But the thing is that when it comes to like Grindr, some people put so much weight on it now. Like, I don't put any weight on it. Like,
as you log on to
for me, it's like if I meet the person on Grindr, I'd like focus on that person, and then I'm like, you know what? If I'm talking to that person, if I'm not using it, I'll just delete it to save space on my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't delete it because I'm like, oh, we're gonna be married in 2 years. No, I delete it because I'm like, I'm not using it. I only download Grindr if I need it.
Grindr is the original Pokemon Go. I call it Pokemon Gay.
Exactly.
Pokemon Ho.
Oh, damn, that's much more fun. Anyway, Leah, how you doing? It's future time up there.
Oh, look at her. She's so pretty. Yeah. She's not wearing a lick of makeup, and she looks amazing. She got a
bandeau. Isn't she amazing?
My God.
You do the do.
I love that orange is the new black look you're sporting, girl.
She did look like she just got out of prison.
Orange is the new black, spring, summer, 2017.
I'm glad we could make Leah laugh right before her segment starts.
Because we're not funny ever. As our outro music starts to play, hey, guys, remember, I'll be promoting this until it ends, and I believe is it the end of July that Orlando Weekly ends? Alex, do you remember?
It's someday.
Like, at some point
it's
in the next
day, in a month.
Yeah. Anyway, so don't forget to go to OrlandoWeekly.com/vote under local color best radio personality if you would be so inclined. If you want to, DJ Justice, vote for me. And then also vote for WPRK 91.5 FM for best radio station. And then also GayRadioShow.com for best local website.
And Gringos Locos best tacos. Woo!
Taco Chino.
No calls to action.
No. They're both equally delicious. Sudden drama. Screw
the
team
house divided.
To be Team Valor to and be Team continued. Mystic. Now we got problems over tacos.
Is it bad that I literally have been late to everything I've wanted to do for the last 3 days? Because I'm gonna leave here and drop Alex off, and I'm excited to go somewhere later and like walk around for 30 minutes looking for new Pokemon.
You're
you know?
So much an adult right,
right?
now.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
All I know, if I can get addicted to this, what other positive, healthy things could I get addicted to? You know, like working
hopefully
out.
Hopefully something.
Like, eating healthy.
Hopefully something.
Maybe crack. Because
what you're addicted to, Twink, is a little bit, it's a little scary.
What are you talking about? I had a daddy. I went to a daddy session last night.
Yes. Okay, what you're addicted to, sex,
anyway,
it's a little scary.
Anyway, that's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, I wish you enough. Going around the circle, Lady Barry.
Oh. Bye.
Pieces. I will see everybody tomorrow at Twisted.
Yeah,
your microphone's so loud.
Thank you.
He doesn't tell me what to think.
Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. Until next time, I wish you enough. I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Out Loud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous. Absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez. It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds at Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
cannot,
such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're,
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pigs. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess, warrior, princess, Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Outlet Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No.
I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.